There's a study that has been released. In fact, it says here it was published last month in the American Journal of Physiology, Endocrinology, and Metabolism. And this was led by researchers at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden. Mm-hmm. It's respected.
Yeah,
I get that. That's fine. But what they're trying to do is trying to determine how you could counter the ill effects of just sitting. You know, a lot of people have jobs where you just sit.
Heard and other the universities have performed similar studies, I've heard.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess sitting a lot, not good.
No. And the suggestion here is apparently, especially when it comes to it was really focused on improving blood sugar control because that's a big problem for a lot of people for their overall health.
Oh, yeah.
And they determined that if you would exercise for just 3 minutes every half hour, do a few jumping jacks, maybe take a little walk, climb the stairs, whatever you can do that, that's all you need to do.
Yeah.
Now, here's where I have great respect for the scientific community. I'm sure they do these studies appropriately, but I thought this was kind of funny. It says here, the study, which involved 16 middle-aged white-collar workers, 16 people?
Mm-hmm.
Can you really get a good study result from just 16 people?
I have no idea. I know. Usually you're right. I see what you're saying. Sometimes it's 500, sometimes 1,000.
I would think.
16.
I mean, 16 seemed like a very low number for a study to me.
Were these particular? Did these people have?
They were at high risk, it says here, for type 2 diabetes.
Well, okay.
So they were focused, and I understand that, but still, just 16? I mean, I think I'd just like a little higher number. I mean, because there could be other factors, which I'm sure the scientist did consider in producing the report. Now, I need a scientist to tell me. I mean, anyone that's ever commissioned a study or done something on their own, I mean, literally, it's just 16 people. Seemed kind of like a low number to me. I think that I'd like to have a, you know, when I first read the story, I thought there was a couple of zeros missing.
Right.
I said, I have to investigate this in another source. This story is wrong. No, it's right. 16.
All right.
16 people. And it's kind of like, you know, a poll. I mean, if you were going to do a poll, would you just poll 16 people to get, could you extrapolate the results out of 16 people?
Well, at least with a poll, probably not. No.
Yeah. You know, 16 people, the plus or minus 50.
Yeah.
If you're polling 16. I don't know. Like I said, these weird things are just coming to my mind. I apologize. Just wanted to throw that out there, and including, again, for our great scientific community. We have such a great base of that, especially with the healthcare community in this area.
Oh, yes.
I mean, people who are better experts than I am, and I'm sure they could tell me differently. If you'd like to tell me differently, send me a note, charlie at wsjw.com, charlie. Or Pat's reachable too, pat@wsjw.com.
True. Now, was this, I forget, was this published in a journal?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Again,
what was it called?
The American Journal of Physiology, Endocrinology, and Metabolism.
There you go. Well, all right, so peer reviewed.
Yeah, and done by researchers at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm. So I'm not, you know.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to guess if it's peer-reviewed.
It was in Sweden, so, you know, their population base is a lot lower than the United States.
True.
Maybe they could find was 16 people. At the workplace, because nobody else is there. They're all still working at home.
It could be. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But, no, yeah, again, I guess if it is peer-reviewed, I don't know.
So there you go, folks. If you're sitting, exercise for 3 minutes every half hour, and that can help counter the effects of blood sugar.
That's the other thing, though. I would imagine that would probably be, you know, you would think well known.
I would hope so.
Move around a little bit, you know. That's our Dave Maurer here. He's always, it seems like, walking around every 15 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
So he stays in pretty good shape that way.
I think we've mapped out to the...
It makes me feel guilty.
We have the mile walk here throughout the building.
Right? Yeah, we do. Yeah.
You need to post little markers on the sides of the walls. You know how they do that sometimes on trails?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
7:50 is the time on WSGW. Pat and I are going to do some jumping jacks. Well, we start going up to the hour with Up to the Minute News, business and weather and sports. Thanks for putting up with me for a couple of minutes there.